Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it. Again! I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. I am a self-confessed pet fashion lover. I admit it, I own a lot of pet outfits. Of course, it does fit well with my pawtographer persona, but I really do enjoy seeing where we have come from, and it is exciting to see where pet fashion has come from and where it's going. And I've got someone who's online who just has their finger on the pulse. I want to welcome to the show Jennifer Bartok from Celebrity Catwalk. Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having us. It's great to be here.
So for those people who haven't had a chance to, you know, look you up and see what you do, maybe share a little bit about Celebrity Catwalk.
Absolutely. Celebrity Catwalk marries the world of fashion and celebrity and charity in a way where we raise funds and awareness for the local rescues that pull from the major cities, particularly Los Angeles and New York, high-kill shelters. Most people are probably familiar with the ASPCA and different humane societies that receive millions of dollars in funding, but local rescue groups, which are in every city across the country, often lack the funds necessary to survive. And so our mission has been to help those organizations with an entertaining and fun outlet that even if you don't have a pet, you can still come and enjoy yourself and support the cause.
I think it's got to be a lot of fun at these events. What are they like?
Well, they're really wonderful. We produce about 4 events a year, all with a different theme, whether it's a fashion show, whether it's a casino night, whether it's a Mardi Paws event, so that pets and their owners can be engaged in activities, and whether it's pictures, whether it's having caricatures of themselves drawn, enjoying cocktails and treats, both human and canine, while being able to also support a wonderful charity. And we, at probably, I'd say, 3 out of our 4 events, we always have dogs on site that are available for adoption.
What do people tell you is their, you know, most enjoyable part of attending these events?
I think people enjoy the celebrity aspect of it. People are always looking for ways to come and go out and socialize with their dogs. You don't often, I don't need to tell anyone that there aren't a whole lot of places other than city parks necessarily where you can go and kind of party with your pet. So we provide an opportunity, an outlet to do that. So that probably, I would say, are the biggest things. And they're doing something for a charity. And we also pride ourselves on the amazing swag bag that we create in conjunction with our events. And we get a lot of compliments on those as well.
You've been doing this for a while. You've done events on the East Coast, events on the West Coast. What's the difference between doing an event in, say, New York versus doing one maybe out here in L.A.?
Yes. Celebrity Catwalk actually was born in Los Angeles. When we worked in Los Angeles and lived in Los Angeles and worked at Warner Brothers Television. So Jamie Foxx hosted the first event for us back in 1999, actually. There's a big difference in that. In L.A., it was an annual fashion event, and that's purely what it was. And a cast of about 30 celebrities hit the catwalk, and so the twist was that the models were the celebrities. So whether it were Playmates, whether it were just celebrities that you like from TV or film, you were coming out, so maybe you might not have even had a pet, you might not even care about the charity, you might be coming just to ogle the models, but you were still supporting the cause and enjoying the event, which is, at the end of the day, what's important to us. here in New York City, we're producing about 4 events a year, all with a different theme, and 3 out of the 4 events being pet friendly.
What's in the future for Celebrity Catwalk? What great things do you have in store for us?
We have an amazing event coming up here in New York on June 1st that is going to be taped for the next season of The Real Housewives of New York. Some of The Real Housewives will be hitting the catwalk for charity along with Mike Ruiz, who many people know from RuPaul's Drag Race and America's Next Top Model. He's an amazing photographer and director and producer. That will be dogs and people hitting the catwalk, so we're excited about that on June 1st. And we eventually definitely want to come back out to Los Angeles and produce another fashion show in L.A.
Well, we are definitely looking forward to that happening. I know I will be there. For those who want to get more information about your great events, what is the best website to do that?
The best website to do that is celebritycatwalk.com.
Wonderful. Jennifer, thank you so much for taking the time to share what you're doing for the pet world. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
We'll be right back with more Pet World Insider after these messages.
Life is Pawfect is the new must-have gift book for dog lovers everywhere. This book features more than 55 themed animal portraits from the pawtographer. The pawtographer builds out actual scenes and places dressed dogs in those scenes. The portraits are accompanied by wit and wisdom for pet parents. Life is Pawfect is sure to put a smile on any pet lover's face. Life is Pawfect by the Pawtographer is available in bookstores on Amazon.com or directly through thepawtographer.com.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at petworldinsider.com.